This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, September 19th, 2022.
Oh, sick. Another secret show.
Yeah,
let's do this thing.
Let's do it. What is
happening? What's going to happen?
I don't know.
You got any good bad advices? Or
yeah, sure.
Got any good stories for us?
Well, I gave it to John real good on Friday.
Besides poop, what's the last thing you had in your butt?
Poop.
Oh, God. That sucks.
Jesus.
You had to ruin it. You gave it to John real good. Then what happened?
And then we went out to dinner with our
kid. Real good? Like a long session with all the stuff? Or?
Oh, no. He's quick. It's fine.
What do you mean?
You know, we didn't do it in the shower.
Oh, you did it outside the shower.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I gave it to him real good. Like, you know, talked extra dirty so it would be over fast like that. You know?
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah. Happy birthday. He's like, it's not even my birthday. I'm like, you're not going to want it tomorrow. Just let me know if you want it tomorrow. He won't.
And he didn't.
No, no. Well, we were very busy. We were very busy the next day with the jamboree.
And you got all ripped, so that's, you know. You didn't get ripped?
Well, I mean, I had a few drinks, but.
He didn't get ripped?
He had a few drinks, too. I don't recall anybody really being all that ripped.
Oh, wow.
It's fine.
It's too bad.
You know, we're not 21-year-olds anymore.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Really? You threw up just a month ago.
That
what are you talking about?
That was longer than a month ago. Way longer. And that was a total mistake.
And you weren't 18 when you were doing whippets either, you weirdo.
I said 21, Vinny. I would never
do that. Oh, 21. You're still.
18-year-olds listening now. You've got a couple years, and then you can have all the fun. Don't
anyway.
Do that, though. That kills brain cells.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, you know, we had a great weekend. I think John was very, very happy with the way his birthday went. So no big, exciting things to report.
All right. Sounds good.
What about you? Do you guys go crazy and have wild, crazy
animal
sex?
No, we're, we had stuff to do. We did the Taekwondo thing that Friday afternoon and, you know, dinners. I'm in the middle of the family stuff.
Yeah.
You know that. You remember it. You did it.
I do. Yeah.
Okay, let's spend an hour or three preparing, cooking, and cleaning up dinner.
Yeah. Yep.
There's so, Friday night.
Takes a whole thing.
Yeah.
And then you had sex.
No, we didn't do it Friday. We did do it Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
But, you know, I'm just...
So you're like, oh my God, I've woken up in a bed that doesn't have children in it?
You know what it was? So I actually didn't leave to go surf because of the storm.
Oh, right.
And so I was still laying there, and that's when, you know...
So it's a choice between sex and surfing.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And she's fine with getting woken up with that?
I didn't wake her up.
Oh, she was.
Oh,
you
think I'm the one hitting on her? No, I've learned, like, I'm very, like, you know what? I don't know really how much I want to talk about this because I don't want to make it sound like I'm not interested, but I'm definitely, like, over pursuing.
Oh.
the because I get all like, I'm excited, I really wanna, and then she, I'm so tired. Okay, you know what I mean? Like, there's just,
you feel rejected.
And it's not even that. It's just the same routine. It's just that life gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Just is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it because I don't want to sound like someone who's negative. I'm just over trying. You're like the horny guy going, can we please?
Yeah.
Oh, you're tired again. Okay. All right. Gets like, never mind. Let me know when you feel like it. All right. Yeah. How about that? So that's kind of where we're at. And she did.
Oh.
I had usual,
that's,
you know, morning boner. And yep. She just reached over and went, oh, that's there. And
let's put that to good use.
Mm-hmm. Which was good.
She reached over and to feel what was happening in your crotchal area. Mm-hmm. That's a nice story. I like that story.
No, it was fine. Yeah, it's good. It's just, you know, we've got really busy kid life right now. Mm. Very.
And it is exhausting. There's no question.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the list.
And by the way, texters, I don't know what, I realize I probably don't paint the best picture of myself, but like 415 goes, Vinny, maybe his marriage lasted because he spent a little time with his wife and kids.
Since 1979, TireRack.com has been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. They sell only the best, like the full line of General Tires. Test results, ratings, and reviews are there to assist. Or try the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. Tires ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. In many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. Shop General Tires at TireRack.com.
A new equation for switching on outcomes is here from PwC. It's human-led and tech-powered. It's PwC with Oracle, SAP, Salesforce, and Workday. It's PwC with Microsoft, AWS, and Google. Simplify your systems and amplify your results. Switch on outcomes with PwC and their alliances. Learn more at pwc.com.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Are we talking about Yolanda and the guy who lived upstairs? Is that what they're talking about?
Oh, I don't think so. He didn't have any kids.
Well, what are they talking about?
I don't know. It feels like they're taking a dig at me as if, like, I don't spend time with them. That's all I do.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Where do you think I'm going? I'm home all the damn time.
Well, you get away to surf.
Yeah. And I'm not.
That's your thing.
We're off on the way wrong foot here. Everything's great at my house. We're good.
Awesome.
It's weird the opinions people have.
You know,
like, what
you know,
in
that's,
the hell?
This is, look, you know how you're talking about the TikTok thing where people are like body checking and putting up, you know, their fingers, like, are my fingers okay? Are they too fat? What's happening? This is, you know, people think you're life checking. Because we talk about our lives, so they feel that they're entitled to comment on our lives and give us advice or criticism.
For the record, let me just point this out. Because of the way the world is today, and I think that we should be a little bit more responsible for the things we say, especially into microphones, but we are in a position where we can only talk about ourselves.
Yeah.
If we mention you at all, you will write us and say, don't say that about me.
Right.
So
I'm surprised we don't hear from more of the stars. I mean, we have really said some mean things about stars,
yeah.
And we never hear. They never come on the show, weirdly. But it's
We haven't had a lot of celebrity guests.
Well, Matt Davidson comes on, you know. Michael Fronte, they'll come on. They're you know, it's not just because they live locally. Yes, it is. But it's because they
but
just
like
enjoy
the last
show so
big
much.
Guest was. I was going to say Sting.
Yep.
The last big guest, I mean, sorry, Michael, I love you too, but.
Yeah. Well, you know,
Michael had a song in the Super Bowl.
Oh my God, Michael.
Not the Super Bowl, but NFL ads.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's got a song.
Yeah.
And it even says it's Michael Fronte and Spearhead. It's some new song. Can you see if you can find
what?
It? Yeah. Yes.
What do you mean during the game?
During the game.
It was during commercial break.
During,
it was a commercial
break.
So it's in a commercial.
It was in a commercial.
Is it a commercial for the NFL?
No.
I forget what
it was a commercial,
for
San Diego.
Oh, right. Visit San Diego.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know how you pop your head up out of your little...
Yeah.
What are those things called? The prairie dog. Prairie dog down. What? I just asked Michael Ferranti.
San Diego's. I lived in San Diego for 10 years. It's beautiful.
Well,
you should visit San Diego.
To buy your song off of you.
Yeah,
good
do.
For you, Michael Franti.
What is it? Is this Sound is of it, Sunshine?
No,
like,
no.
The sun?
It's like a
it must
some,
be this one here. Let's see.
Let's see.
All right.
You're happy and
yep,
you know
it.
Throw your hands up and show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. And if you love the life you're living, go ahead and dive right in and shake it like you mean it. Do a little dance.
Show me what you got.
Oh, 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 oh. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
That's great.
Yeah.
I know all those areas, too.
And they're like, San Diego, happiness is calling.
Oh, that's great.
Very
I know.
Cool.
I was just like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
It's Michael Franti.
Good for him. Yeah,
I know.
That's
Anytime
great.
Someone's using your song, like, pay me. Pay mm-hmm.
He's
cha-ching.
Doing great.
And it's a perfect. It's almost like he wrote it for San Diego.
Yeah.
It's amazing. All right. So a couple weeks ago, we were talking about the guy who leaves his T-shirt on during sex.
Oh, yeah.
Remember this guy?
Yeah. It was the wife that wrote in and said, this guy, like, doesn't want to be seen by me at all.
Let me see if
ever.
I can find the original thing was so the sex is boring, same shit every time. I give him oral, he's on the bottom, I'm on top. 5-10 minutes, we move on with our day. Very little desire to have sex, about twice a month.
The guy has very little
yes.
desire.
I'm not necessarily mad about that. I have a fairly lowish sex drive. 5-10 minutes, good with me. I never climax from sex, never have.
And I think we said you need to get a vibrator.
So we also asked her for more information, and she has provided that.
Oh, okay,
all right.
Well, hopefully, she also got a vibrator.
Well, we'll see. Let's see here. So thanks for reading my bad advice. You asked me to follow up with more details. Here it goes. Hope it's not TDLR. Too late. Don't rate TLDR.
TLDR.
Too
long didn't read.
Oh, too long didn't read. Hilarious.
Oh, right.
First, it was a bit surreal to hear you read my email aloud. To hear it read and discussed by y'all helped me hear and process the craziness of it all. Sometimes that's all it takes. You write
mm-hmm.
something down, read it back to yourself and go, Also, your advice did help a little. Help me find some words to use. Help me realize I have to find the courage to say something and address this. So, we had sex Saturday. During foreplay, I asked him to take off his shirt. He basically just said, nah, I don't want to. When I asked why, he said, I just don't. I didn't want to ruin the entire moment, so I let it go. Afterward, I again asked him why he keeps his shirt on. He said, why is it a big deal? And taking your advice, thank you, I said, because you're my husband. I want to be close to you. I want to be naked with you. Don't you want to be naked with me? He told me if I wanted to keep my shirt on, he wouldn't care and wouldn't want me to do something I didn't want to do.
What is the hang-up, bro?
Okay.
Basically, he shut down the conversation and we moved on with the day. My hope is that it left him at least thinking about how important this is. She did share some photos, too. Do you have those? I don't see them.
Let me see.
Yeah, I don't. She says, do not share these photos. It goes without saying, right? Here's a little more info. They're both in their mid-30s. We met at about 30, married about 18 months later. I've had many, many more sexual partners than my husband. Probably Sarah levels plus 5 more years because I didn't get married till I was 32 and had a damn good time as a single woman. All right, girlfriend.
Nice.
My husband has had 2 or 3 partners.
Whoa.
Seems like you know 2 or 3. Which one is it? So it's like the T-shirt thing. You're mm-hmm. just going to fucking say 2 or 3? You can't just say...
They're cute.
3. Are they cute?
Take a look.
Oh. Oh, damn. They're really... What's the problem? Dude, take his shirt off. You know, he looks like
Post Malone.
He looks like Post Malone. And she looks like the Pepino chick.
They're adorable.
They're beautiful. They are a good-looking, adorable couple.
I thought he was going to be, like, overweight.
No,
or...
he's hot. He's a hot dude.
Do you think he has... like a tattoo of a dick on his chest.
That happened in college.
Yeah,
or
like, yeah. Like he's just all, I can never let her see this.
Yeah.
It's weird too that they only have sex a couple times a month. Like,
or maybe a third both... nipple or something.
So what?
Well, okay, I have a question for you.
All right. He seems like maybe he has man boobs a little bit.
So what?
Nothing. I'm just trying to figure out why he wants to keep his shirt on.
Okay, here's my question. This lady says she's never has orgasms, right?
Well, she's having sex, yeah. Let me see if I have that exact.
Why was she on such a run then? Can you imagine having sex with 70 guys and not one of them brings it home?
Well, you can still be horny and not climax from sex.
I understand, but so you'd think that at some point you'd go,
maybe
man,
from
I can't.
Getting eaten out.
What? Maybe. Oh, you think she gets it from oral?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Or maybe she does use a... She doesn't say anything about the... We did talk about a vibrator.
Let's see what else she says.
I'm not seeing anything about there. About that here.
Does she say anything about getting eaten out?
Husband is very well endowed. So sometimes sex can be tricky for me. Certain positions are painful or uncomfortable, and he's very aware of that. Sometimes I think he's worried to have sex with me. He said multiple times, I don't want to hurt you.
Well, you know, a kid can walk right out of that pussy, so you should relax.
I don't... my husband's had 2 or 3 partners. I've had a lot more experience than him.
I don't want to hurt you. That's nice.
That is nice for a guy with a monstrous cock. I don't come during sex, but I do use a vibrator. Probably discovered it a little too young. As a result, I've never been able to climax any other way. Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
You can use that. That's fine. It's not
okay.
About,
so she gets climaxes. She's just not getting them from
right. She doesn't have them from intercourse.
Plain old intercourse. Okay, that's not abnormal.
The photo. Want to have a sense of who and what we are physically look like. I'm trying to describe my insecure, stubborn, kind of shy husband, who is a total babe. She actually says that. That's why I want to see him naked. So it's not that she's never seen his chest, right? It's just that he is more comfortable with a shirt
If on. You are in bed with your wife and your wife says, please take your shirt off, and you say no, I'm going to guess she never sees him with his shirt off. Mm. I'm going to guess that's a dude who is, you know, what is that joke about on Arrested Development, never nude?
No, I've seen him fully naked twice in our relationship.
Yeah, that was
and maybe
one, right?
One or two times when we were at the beach while traveling, always very briefly. Maybe he does have something going on there that he just doesn't want you to get an eyeball on. It's possible that he feels like there's something going on there that he would lose you over.
Like the dick on the chest?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, look, look at the boys. Love that gag. Look at him.
It's funny, man. You just imagine a big fucking fat tattoo of a penis on some dude's fucking...
That's very embarrassing. Oh,
that's
yeah,
very funny.
That's one reason not to take your shirt off around your wife.
I wouldn't take my
but
shirt
now you,
off.
You
either.
Got her. She's locked down. Like you, now you tell her the story about that one time when your college buds held you down and tattooed a dick on your chest. You know, got Alex is actually red.
Yeah. No, I told you. Look
is this hitting a little close to home or something? No, like, do you have a big tattoo of a dick on your chest?
No, I feel like I'm lucky I don't. Yeah, yeah. With having the friends that I've had growing up. Yeah.
Right.
So.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, Alex is always red. The Niner gear.
Anyway, I don't know what to make of that. I know this, that having grown up in Southern California on the beach, I was not naked, but in swim trunks all day, every day, and never thought anything about wearing a shirt or not wearing a shirt. As I got older, there and especially moved around a little bit, there is definitely a different attitude towards a guy with his shirt off. I've even heard people like, you know, say things like, oh, fucking gross. That guy should put a shirt on. And they're not talking about me, but I'm saying you hear that and you go like, what is your problem about a guy with his shirt off? Like, okay.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, it's just a weird sort of walking around with your shirt. What do you think? Like, or it's a dude with his shirt off who's hot, not hot looking, hot.
Yeah.
Either way, anyway, I'm just saying there's different.
I don't want to pit my shirt out.
There's different attitudes about someone having their shirt off, but I'll not. There's no explanation other than the dick tattoo for the being in bed with your wife and not wanting
extra
to
nipples, or he doesn't like
so
the hair
what?
Or something. Maybe he's got like back knee. He doesn't want her to see that. I mean,
I was thinking back knee initially,
yeah,
because that can happen, mm-hmm. and you certainly. But she would feel that she. I mean, does she reach up underneath his shirts? She's half his size, so
I know, she's tiny.
She definitely
she'd look right up there.
Would be able to get under his shirt. I don't know. That's a tough one.
She says, "I know this is something we should talk to a therapist about." It feels like this is the tip of the iceberg. Frankly, I hate to say that, but I do appreciate your bad advice. I'd especially like to hear from the guys about any insecurities they've had as men and how I should approach this as his wife. If there are any listeners who've had a similar experience with a man or partner who was really insecure about something, how did they overcome it? How do I help him build confidence around the bedroom and about being naked with his wife? P.S. Mm. Yes, I wish I'd written in to y'all or addressed this before marriage, but it wouldn't have changed anything. I still would have married him. I love him very much. I just want this part of our marriage to get better. I want him to be confident. Love y'all. Don't say my name or share the photos. I've been listening to you all since I was 10 years old.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
The crew you currently have, Aho / Jason, V. Hale, Bryn, one of the best. I do miss Nikki. I miss Nikki, too. You mm-hmm. know, people come and go, though. What the hell happened to Yuzette and Hooman? Was I out sick the day they you announced their departures? You know, Hooman, I think, had decided he was done getting up at 4 in the morning. And
long before he quit.
Yes. Long
he never really officially quit though.
He just
whatever.
Just faded away.
Faded away. Yeah. He faded out.
No, because there was, I have to go to the hospital for something.
Yeah, but even after that, he came on the show to do reviews even from during the pandemic. Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he was on.
He was
did a
coming
thing.
In here and there with Corey
here
or Marcus.
There.
Like.
Yeah.
Once or twice a year.
Just, I guess, to shut me the fuck up, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And Yuzette was, there was some stuff, but that was, so that was an unfortunate
ask her.
Departure. Yeah, but you should ask her if you want to know.
For the record,
there.
Though, I'll only speak for myself, but I think I'm speaking for it. We all love Yuzette.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
But she's doing something else now. That's
yep.
the end.
But you can reach out to her. And that's, and another thing, I don't know that our stories would match.
Mm.
Whatever story you get from her. Listen to it, think on it, enjoy it. The end of that. I don't know why I even mentioned that. We can cut all that out. Or not. I don't give a shit. Leave it in. Whatever. We love her. We do.
Yeah, absolutely. She's part
huge part
of the DNA of this show.
Mm-hmm.
There's no getting around that.
Nope.
She is a big part of what this show... The end.
The end. Yep. We love her. That is all you really need. That's all you get to know because
right.
that's, you know, people have private things that happen in their private lives. And while you wouldn't think it listening to this show, some things are not for general consumption.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what to say about the guy with the shirt thing, but I do feel really bad that he's hung up like that with the person who loves him most. I can understand going to the gym and seeing all the dudes freshly out of a workout and all jacked, and you're like, oh, geez, I'm a fat ass. Great.
I would say, though, to her, like, don't let this be your hang up. Like, if this is the worst thing about him, maybe find a way to live with it. Like, if this is going to be the thing, maybe if you weren't so focused on it, he'd feel more relaxed. Maybe with time, this thing changes. But, you know, going to therapy specifically because the guy won't take off the shirt, and that's the only problem in the marriage, maybe there's more.
Could you say, like, I really want this, and turn down all the lights and start with that? Like, no lights.
Yeah, we do.
If there's some insecurities there.
I want to touch your I just want to feel your skin.
Skin to skin contact. Yeah. That's all.
I like that.
Yeah, that is like, that's it right there.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be chest to chest.
Yeah.
For sakes.
Yeah, yeah.
T-shirt.
Start with that and let us know how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, start there. Right back. We could continue on with this. All right, that's going to do it. And plus, Bryn has a visitor.
Hey, we got to get out of here.
All right, have a great day. Send your emails to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com.
The end.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.